A public service union leader says staff at one government organisation are constantly on edge because their employer's approach to redundancy, NIWA. Now, they've confirmed 90 jobs will be cut, but staff say they're being announced over a gruelling 7 weeks. The total number of roles being axed in the public service has surpassed 4,000, with Minister for Regulation David Seymour previously indicating it could reach 7,500. Flurfit Symes is the Public Service Association's Assistant Secretary and joins us now. Good morning.
Good morning.
What do you know about what's going on at NIWA? This does seem a bit strange that they would drag this process out over 7 weeks. Why?
Yeah, that's right. It's quite out of step with other public sector agencies, and they do seem to be taking more of a case-by-case approach. And it does mean that people are more anxious and more stressed than they would need to be. We've asked NIWA to tell us and tell all staff what the overall plan is for NIWA so that people can engage constructively about all of the work that NIWA does.
We've heard from our climate correspondent yesterday, I think, about possibility of climate modelling units being cut back. Are you hearing of any other parts of NIWA that are raising concerns? I mean, any jobs, but of particular concern?
Yeah, we are worried about all the jobs going at NIWA because they are critical to New Zealand science. But we're particularly worried about water and air quality team. We understand that group is proposed to be gutted. They're involved in a lot of research and studies on air quality and its impact on human health, and have done actually some groundbreaking work about what the focus of wood burners, smoke and transport emissions are on air quality. And we're particularly concerned about losing the expertise of people in that area.
Just thinking about the 7 weeks, it does seem strange. I mean, are they allowed to do that? I mean, it seems very mean to drag that out over 7 weeks. A lot of people are going to be, you know, hanging on by waiting for emails and a lot of uncertainty.
That's right. Our understanding is that morale is at rock bottom at NIWA, but it also doesn't allow NIWA to get the best information from employees, because the more informed employees are about proposed changes, the more meaningful and genuine the consultation process is. So it doesn't actually allow NIWA to put itself in the best position to make the best decision. So it's problematic on lots of levels.
And just be clear, you've sought clarification from them at the PSA.
Yeah, we've formally written on the basis of legal advice objecting to this approach. And obviously we do remain optimistic and hopeful that they will see the error of their ways and release all of the change proposals to all staff so that everyone can get the full picture of what's proposed.
Thank you for the update. That's Flurfit Symes, Public Service Association Assistant Secretary.